The birth of Prince George was reported in the Maltese press in a very matter-of-fact manner. There wasn't any special mention or columns in the papers, and even the publication of the photos of the young royal family didn't generate any exceptional reaction or euphoria. And that's perhaps because, although Malta is still in the Commonwealth, the Queen is no longer the island's head of state since Malta became a republic in December 74. Ties between the two countries are what I would say normal, mainly created by the Second World War. But third-generation Brits have discovered new destinations and are less keen on visiting the place where their grandparents fought during the war. On the other hand, many Maltese people like spending their holidays in the British Isles. One note to mention, though, is that Queen Elizabeth has been reported to have said that the time she spent living on the island before she became a monarch was one of the best in her lifetime. Obviously, there are still people who have a sense of nostalgia and consider the birth of the future king an event to discover the past. Equally, there are those who don't bat an eyelid about the British monarchy.